Romans 12 and verse 18. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Verse 21 says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. My name is Russ Earl. Thank you for joining me today here on The Christian American, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Hello. Today we conclude this three-part series looking at morals. We know we could look at several others, and we will, and various other lessons. But I want us to finish this series by looking at the prom. When you think about the prom, there is the not-so-bad, and there is the side that you also want to avoid. On the not-so-bad side, you have those where they have time to get together with their friends and have their pictures taken, to have a meal together, and various similar things such as that. But you also have a time where lustful thoughts enter in. You have immodest dressing. You also have dances, which include dancing, which is going to be not only immodest, but also provoke lustful thoughts. You have the chance of alcohol not only being present at parties, but also being present at the prom itself. So let's think about some things concerning the prom. Well, what's some things that can happen at the prom? Well, some entertain lustful thoughts. Some provoke lustful desires on the part of others. Some drink alcohol, which often results, of course, in drunkenness. And we know the Christians abstain from alcohol in any amount. Some use marijuana and other improper and illegal drugs. Some wear indecent and immodest clothing, as I mentioned before. And some will commit fornication after the prom. Consider Galatians 5 and verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness. When we think about this, we notice here that several things are mentioned in this one verse that will go right along with events that take place at a prom. For example, fornication, that is having sex outside the marriage bond. Also, we have uncleanness, which would also go right along with immodest clothing and also the way a person will often dance at these proms. And then you have lewdness, which again applies to both of those, clothing and dress. And you can also add drunkenness from verse 21. So we think about the prom. What are some other things we must consider? We also must consider our example. I know sometimes parents will say, well, you know, they only get a few chances to go to a prom. Well, why not do something else instead that where they can still have similar activities such as having pictures taken, dressing up, and go out for a meal, but avoid the simple actions of a prom? I know several congregations who do what they call a prom alternative, where the kids are able to still dress up, come and have a meal together, or have, you know, whether it be at the building or somewhere else. And then come back and have their pictures taken and be able to spend time doing other things which are not going to contribute them or encourage them to commit sin. And so as you think about these things, let's remember our godly example and not be pulled into the temptation to go out right along with the crowd and to also be sucked into sin. Thank you for listening to The Christian American.